Chris Gardner speaking with somebody I was expecting to see here at Findy tonight, DeMile Walker. For those who don't know, why are you here?
My brother plays, my friends stay. I live here, so I figured it was a good chance to, you know, take advantage of a little bit of vacation I get while the team's on the road.
And let your fans know, Monarch fans know, how you doing? How's the New Year leg and everything? Just give an update on the, you know.
Everything's going really good. Today was actually a really big breakthrough. I was able to actually bend my knee by myself with no help. And that for me was huge because it lets me know that I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And it gave me a little hope to move up my timetable.
And describe the injury. How did it happen?
Well, I was on a fast break going for the ball from Tisha, and Tosh stepped on my foot right as I was taking off. So my momentum was going one way, and she stepped on my foot, kind of brought my body back another way. And sure, my patella came in, but thank God that's all it's there.
Now, you told me a few minutes earlier that you expect to be back by December, but the doctors would say maybe February. So what's your timetable on that?
No, the doctors agree with me. You know, I figured December I can play. But I give myself till February to be better than I was. You know, that's my idea. So February, that's what it's for. But December is when I can do what's necessary. February is when I can be completely useful.
Well, obviously, February, that's overseas time. So do you have plans where you're going to play overseas?
I always go back to Russia. I've been with the same team for the last 4 years. So that's where I'll be.
And describe the, I guess, how you treat over in Russia.
I'm treated very well in Russia. I play for generally the number one team in the world, outside of the WNBA. And actually, we lost our season, so we'll probably lose it as number two right now, but that'll change. And they treat me really well. They give me everything that I need. We moved to Moscow this year, so it's actually going to be a whole lot better because there's a whole lot more Americans, there's a whole lot more people that speak English. It's a little bit easier, to be easier on my daughter with daycare.
I assume you kept with the Monarchs, so just give me a check on the WNBA so far about the halfway point of the season.
I'm really proud of my team right now. Every single person on my team has stepped up in their own individual way, which has allowed us to maintain our hold as the leaders of the West. You know, when we were coming out, everybody was kind of gave us our props, and at the same time, yet and still, despite being at two WNBA finals and being a championship contender year in and year out, we were still kind of like, well, we don't know what Sacramento's going to fall this year. And then when I went down, it just gave more for people to talk about, but we've responded, and we've responded generally well. We kind of had a little setback, you know, with a few of the losses that we shouldn't have had, but for the most part, we're doing what we need to do. So if I was somebody, I would choose Sacramento. Just me.
Now, how is Jenny different than Wiz?
Well, Jenny is, they're both talkers. You know, it's hard to explain the differences, but Jenny is, Coach Wiz is positive, but Jenny probably takes it to a whole other level. You know, she's very straightforward. Coach Wiz, there's really not a whole lot of differences between them, except Jenny believes in focusing a little more offensively than Coach Wiz does. Coach Wiz honestly and truly believes defense wins championships. Jenny believes that and knows that maybe we need to add a couple other things. But generally, it was a good choice for us because it was a perfect transition.
Is there any last comments you want to make to your fans?
Just, you know, keep playing for me. Keep supporting the Monarchs. Keep knowing that we're going to do what we need to do to get where we need to be, where you all want us to be. And I'll be back. Don't even worry about it.